Now, the recent weeks of political turmoil in the Czech Republic have left many questions unanswered. Primarily, what kind of government will rule the country until regular elections in the spring of next year? Prime Minister Jan Fischer, who heads a caretaker government which was meant to lead the country to early elections in October, has said he is waiting to hear from the country's political leaders as to whether they want personnel changes, a government of technocrats, a political government, or something in between. He's also said that he cannot continue to rule the country without a fresh mandate. Although relations between the two strongest parties, the right-wing Civic Democrats and the Social Democrats, are now frosty, it is they who will have to decide about the country's immediate future. So what are the chances of them reaching agreement? Political analyst Jiří Pehe says they are considerable, since cooperation between the two strongest parties is nothing new in Czech politics.
We should not hide the fact that the Czech Republic already has a grand coalition. Everyone talks about a government of experts, but in fact what we have is a government that was created by the two largest parties. And the fact that we have experts, non-politicians sitting in the government doesn't change very much. It's still a grand coalition government. So the two parties have something to work with. They have a government that is basically theirs. This government has the support of some 150 deputies in the parliament at this point, as long as the two parties keep supporting it. And so they already have something to start working with. And as far as the budget, I think that they will simply have to find a compromise. I don't think that in the end the budget deficit will be lower than 170 billion crowns, but the two parties will have to find a compromise somewhere in between 170 and 230 billion crowns, so that both parties can sort of save their faces.
Now, you yourself have long argued the need to change the constitution in a way that would facilitate early elections. Do you feel that the law, as it was recently approved, will benefit the country in the long term, despite the crisis it has caused?
Well, it is my opinion, and in this I differ from many Czech analysts and commentators, that this current crisis will actually strengthen Czech democracy for two reasons. One is that we now have a set of rules which has been created by precedents. That is the ruling of the Constitutional Court, and we have something to work with in the future. We know that politicians and political parties cannot be totally free in changing the Constitution, manipulating the rules and so on, that there is a playground they have to play on. And that is really important for any democracy. And in the long run, when the dust settles, I think that everyone will see that this was actually beneficial in some ways. Second, I think that the fact that the politicians hastily passed a constitutional amendment which provides a general framework for dissolving the Chamber of Deputies is a good thing, because now we do have, in addition to the three existing ways of dissolving parliament, calling early elections, which are already in the constitution but are very rigid and basically unusable, we have a way that is more flexible, and that may actually help solve political and constitutional crises in the future.
Having said that, this crisis has resulted in the fact that trust in politicians, public trust in politicians, has dropped even lower, if possible. Will that not be a problem in the upcoming elections next spring?
Well, yes, of course, this current political elite is to a large extent discredited, and that would probably happen even without this current political crisis. I think that we simply have a group of political leaders leading the Czech Republic right now who are not trustworthy, who are not seen by the public as people who are looking after the interests of the country and so on. But again, this may be in some ways beneficial. We may have a new generation of political leaders who are waiting for their opportunities. On the other hand, of course, there is also a risk, and everyone is aware of this, and that is the possibility that these current weaknesses of the political elite and their unpopularity could bring to the fore a populist leader, or populist leaders who would take over and gain ground, leaders of extremist parties and so on. So, of course, the Czech Republic right now is very vulnerable, but I personally think that overall this current crisis will have beneficial effects.
Political analyst Jiří Pehe there on a crisis that has rocked the Czech political